Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 20th. No, yeah, the 20th, 2025. I'll get it right. And just, you know, I'm old. Anyway, I get a kick out of Wade. There was a second email I had not seen that he sent, and I promised him I would answer his question. So I want to continue with Wade. I admire his tenacity. I really do. I think it's really wonderful that he's the way he is. So he asks, what is good? I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing here on Earth. You know, I like Wade's point of view. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here on Earth. I don't know if many people in my career have said anything like that. I really don't know. I can, as I go back and I think about it, not many people have said to me, what am I doing here? And it's the assumption you were here to do good. That's the big assumption. So whatever. Anyway, I kind of look at this question with the idea of how misunderstood this whole thing is. So wait, I'm going to answer your question by reading you something from the Tao. I think this is helpful, and I'll try to explain it to you. In gathering your vital energy so that you can create agility, have you achieved the state of a newborn child? Oh, yes. In cleansing your inner vision, you have purified it of all its dullness. If there is anything we are here for, if there is anything, it is to do exactly what Lhotse said there, to use our vital energy. What is our vital energy? It is that energy that lives within us that is in the beginning stages of our life, like a wild horse. It has all this power, but it's not used correctly. It's not channeled well at all. And so this vital energy is the energy that we can use either towards evil, and that's what most people do, or towards the light, which most people don't do. So your vital energy is what you're here for, to understand it, to enter into it with kindness, to use your vital energy through love. And when love is more important to you than controlling your life to get what you want, then you are using your vital energies as a newborn child. I love what Lhotse says about that. We have achieved the state of a newborn child, no longer chasing after human desires and doing the evil deeds we do when we do go after our human desires. Nothing makes us more, evil than rampant desire for power and control over our life. There is nothing. And when you see it in government, it's easy to see, you know, it really is. But when you look at it within yourself, it's rationalized evil. And when I rationalize my evil and do what I do, rationalizing, maybe my hostility, or maybe rationalizing the way I look at myself as compared to others and thinking I'm better or worse or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The way I live my life from within myself, within the context of my operating system that I talked to you about before, this is where the damage is done. So you ask, what are you here for? What is good? I can define good for you, okay, a little bit. It is harmony. Good leads to goodness. Goodness is harmony. And once you understand the harmony that you and I can live in, even in this crazy world that we live in right now, that we exist in, when you find the harmony of the bigger picture, the harmony what Lao Tzu would call the Tao, which I would agree with, what Jesus called the kingdom of heaven, what the Buddha called nirvana, once you understand that harmony that creates these beautiful things within us, that is when we are doing the ultimate sense of good. And if you're interested in that kind of good, then what you're interested in is what's going on within you. How are you living within yourself? What are you living from? Most people just are keeping body and soul together, as they call it, and it's not really their soul. Their spirit, the way they live their life, is based in the quality of trying to achieve something in the outer that gives them a sense of prestige. And that's a very big thing for most people. They want to be acknowledged for what they do, and they think it's going to maybe make them famous or cleanse them of their past sins, as they tell me, as living in the confines of assumed morality. And as long as that is what's going on within us, which it is for the most part, we're going to find a great deal of difficulty in our life, because that is not the way. No matter what a person may think is morally right or morally good, there is an evil attached to it. And that evil that is attached to it is something that is beyond the speculation of self-observation. We can't observe ourselves. We can't really just watch ourselves, watch how we do this, that, and the other. We just don't want to do that. Whenever I try to help a person and I say, let's observe what's going on here within you, they can't do it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to know how they operate. So if you want to know, as you put it, Wade, what is good, you have to see what is it that keeps us from our harmony with life. Life in and of itself is a goodness that we cannot imagine, a goodness we can't provoke through the idea of morality. It's a goodness. It just is a goodness, and it's something otherworldly. But when people think in terms of this goodness, they think in terms of benefit and who's right, who's wrong, who should do this, who should do that, who is moral, who's immoral, things like that. It's all very ugly. Lao Tzu refers to it as being like a newborn child. And he talks about the idea in this where we shed our dullness, our basic stupidity, all of us, and we begin to recognize that there is a vital intelligence in this world, in this lifetime, that is greater than the one we think of or can think of. It is every thought of Gregory Edward Penn that defies him, that deludes him, that makes him think thoughts about himself that aren't true. And what Lao Tzu is talking about is get simple again. The simpler you get, the more you will understand. The more you understand, the more you will understand the vital energy that he speaks of, that is beyond hate and fear, anger, evil, that we promote within ourselves through trying to get everything that we think we deserve and think that we want. And this is not a popular thought. Hence, the world is the way the world is, because it is always looking after what it wants and not realizing what it has become. And there are certain things that need to be released. I get into all that with my students, so Wade, you don't need to hear that. Anyway, I hope it helps. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. As always, namaste.